It is time once again for the Chatham County Roundup on 97.9 The Hill. Each week we take some time to check in with our friends and neighbors just across the county line to see what's happening in the Chatham community. And joining me on the phone today to talk a little bit more about the local government side is Chair of the Chatham County Commissioners, Karen Howard. Karen, happy Tuesday. How are you?
Happy Tuesday. I'm good. Thanks. How are you?
I am doing all right. And that's great to hear. I know that yesterday was probably a pretty long day for the Board of Commissioners since it was time for the monthly meeting and work session in the early afternoon, business meeting in the later part. Seemed like there was a lot to get to. So I'm curious, are there any highlights for our listeners that you want to share from that meeting? I know that I imagine budget season was a good chunk of it since we are getting into that stretch preparing for this next fiscal year.
Yeah, so I think that the things that the community is probably most interested in are, there's probably two things on that agenda from last night. One would have been the opportunities that we're going to have to expand broadband across the county under the GREAT options, as well as a couple of other federal grant programs that for the first time are going to allow for real growth and expansion of broadband in rural communities that are in a community that's not, we've been struggling with this tier system and with whether Chatham County is a county that is struggling, where in reality we have communities in large swaths of the county that are lower income and economically challenged. So this is the first time that we're really going to be able to apply for grants, or the broadband providers will be able to apply for grants for those parts of Chatham County that are rural and struggling and don't have access to internet. So that's been a really good development. And we're hopeful that we will get about 3,500 to 4,000 households covered.
Wow, that's excellent news.
Yeah,
excellent news.
Significant. Absolutely. Absolutely. And then I think that the other big thing that took up a significant amount of our time last night was a conversation around a conservation subdivision that is a little bit of a, it's become a little bit of a challenge in Chatham County of late. We're a growing community. We are, I think, still very enticing to developers because land is relatively cheap for the triangle. And there's lots of it. There's a lot of land in Chatham County that is undeveloped. And these conservation subdivisions are intended to bring about some balance in our preservation of agricultural land while also meeting some of the demands of growth. But we are seeing more and more that the intent of the conservation subdivision is not really being met, even though the developer is ticking all the boxes and really, meeting the letter of the law or the rules. And that's been a challenge for us. Last night's application was a 1,500 household development in a largely undeveloped, quiet, rural part of Chatham County off of old US-1. And, residents in that area are struggling with the notion that this development actually does fit within the rules. And we are also, as local elected leaders, struggling with how do we sort of forestall a number of these applications happening before our UDO is finally updated. We're in the process of getting an updated UDO that will address some of the challenges that have presented themselves around these conservation subdivisions. But there's no pretty answers for the community right now. We are required to approve them when they meet the letter of the law and tick all of the boxes. So that was a difficult conversation. It was a long conversation. I think we ended up making the decision that we had to, which is approval. But I'm hopeful that the community saw the difficulty for us, the challenges that arise in the context of denying an application that actually meets all of the rules, and that we are committed to revisiting and revising them so that the intent of the conservation subdivision is sufficiently written into the rules that we don't have to deal with this kind of challenge again.
Yeah, it does certainly sound complex and challenging. It does kind of remind me of some conversations that were just had by the Chapel Hill Town Council recently. Very different scenario, but essentially the council members kind of came to a conclusion after reviewing a concept plan. You know, I'm not sure if we need any more student housing in this part of Chapel Hill. And I think it sounds very different, obviously, yeah, because we're looking at big, big developments. But at the same time, I'm curious, you know, can you try and describe, you know, I don't know if there's necessarily a threshold or anything like that, but can you describe the feeling of when you and other commissioners are looking at something that you go, you know, I'm not sure if we need any more of this right now for Chatham or
absolutely
the challenges of that, but
right.
Yeah. Right now, you know, the ordinance is what it is.
Yeah. And as in local government, we're looking at and clearly seeing what the needs are around housing. A distinct need for rental housing, for affordable housing, just ordinary families, you know, two income earners that are providing all of the basic services that a community needs, our police officers, teachers, librarians, shopkeepers, you know, just the ordinary next door neighbors that we expect to be able to house and have as part of our community. That's what we're missing. We're not missing high-end, age-restricted communities. We're not lacking in that space. We're not lacking in the mega mansions. We're not lacking in the opportunities for individuals to go out and buy a large tract of land and build whatever they want. What we're lacking is that affordable component and the density that is placed in an area where we're not requiring every household to want to have two cars and to drive to every single thing they have to do, to drive to school, to drive to doctor's appointments, dentists, dance classes, tennis, whatever families may want to do, grocery shopping, pharmacies. We want to see the real development happen in these centers of commerce, where things are already happening, and sort of build out from there if the need grows, not to randomly be placed in the middle of a quiet rural community with large tracts of land where people have horses and are raising animals or farming. You don't expect to have a 1,500 unit housing development plopped in the center of that, where you might expect it in a more urban area like Northern Chatham or around the Pittsburgh area. And so we're struggling with that because we can see what the need is, and we can also see the developers are not necessarily focused on the areas that are crying out for more housing and greater opportunities.
We're speaking with Chair of
Difficult place.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And I was going to say, we could probably spend the rest of the segment talking with Chair of the Chatham County Commissioners, Karen Howard, about that specific topic. But I'd encourage anybody who wants to hear their discussion from last night and review the meeting materials from that county commissioner meeting, head to the county website, ChathamCountyNC.gov. I would be remiss if we didn't talk a little bit about kind of the big story in Chatham over these last couple of weeks, which is, of course, the controversy around a reported mock slave auction that happened within some students at J.S. Waters at school. Parents found out about this and were understandably very upset, led to some demonstrations, some speaking out at the Chatham County Schools Board of Education meeting recently. And there's news that the district has completed an investigation, Karen. Of course, they have found that this was solely an interaction among students, and they have clarified that no adults have reportedly witnessed this. And it sounds like there's going to be some disciplinary actions on the horizon. But I'm curious, just from your perspective and being in Chatham, what have you been hearing, seeing how the community's kind of responding to this and having challenging conversations of what happens when this happens between children?
Yeah. I will say it was a very disappointing moment for the community. It was, you know, as a mom of young Black students who have come up through and are still in Chatham County schools, it's the last thing you want to hear or suspect that your child may have overheard or been part of or had directed toward them. But I also have to say that I was incredibly proud of the community and the community's response. It was exactly what it should be. Significant disappointment. And I was most proud of the family for not keeping it secret. We're now beginning to hear that these sort of incidents, and maybe not as flagrant, but an undercurrent of racist or racially intolerant or insensitive behavior happening from time to time across the district. and a family speaking out empowered others in the community to speak out. And the school district is confronting it head on, which is exactly what I think should be done. I was very much inspired by the attitudes of our school district, our leadership, our school board, and our superintendent. I think that's exactly the way you confront these things. This is a learning moment for the entire community. You can't dismantle racism by having one day of ethics training or equality training or anything that is training-based. This is going to be an ongoing discussion, opportunities for growth, opportunities for discourse, and a slow and steady and gradual dismantling of the behaviors, beliefs, ideas, ideologies that could put us in this position where such a thing could happen in our schools. And I think we're not going to close that Pandora's box. It's not going to go back under the rug, and we will continue to deal with it in the light of day. And I'm very proud of the response from the family, the community, the school district, the teachers. This is not who we are. And I think that was evident in the response from the community. That is not who we are. It is not who we want to be. And I feel certain that we're going to take the steps that need to be taken to address it and to become a better community because of it.
Yeah. You mentioned working to dismantle systemic racism. I know that the Chatham County local government has been looking at that and taking steps to find ways that the county government can set an example for the community. In your mind, based on this experience, are there any things that come to mind that the local government has been doing that stand out that you're proud of? Or is there like other ways that the local government can, you know, just be talking with the school district and offering support to continue figuring this out, having these conversations, trying to make progress?
Yes. Well, you know, I mean, for the first time we have an equal employment officer in our county government, and we have been doing for several years now equality training through CORE, Chatham Organizing for Racial Equity. And I think that matters, you know, when most racism is not the blatant behaviors that we see reported. Most of it is subtle and unintentional. All of the biases and misinformation that we've inherited. And if we're going to address it, we do have to address it at the government level, at the county level, at the school level, and in our communities, in our churches, in our civic organizations, and all the other groups that we gather and impact and influence other lives. It's going to have to happen everywhere, and certainly in county government.
Yeah. Well, we have just a few moments left with Chair of the Chatham County Commissioners, Karen Howard. Anything else happening around the Chatham community, maybe on a bit more of a lighter note, that you want to highlight for folks or for them to keep in mind?
Yeah, well, lots of positive interest in Chatham County megasites. And because we are looking at the growth in the Triangle region, I feel like it's just really a matter of time before some of those opportunities actually land in Chatham. And we're so poised and ready to for our community college system to embrace our students and lead them to jobs right here at home and in Chatham, and also ways that we can, this is, you know, the way that we are going to potentially be able to lighten the tax burden on households. So I'm really excited about that. I think Chatham really is at the precipice of having some really significant change, and I'm proud to be part of a local government that has encouraged and supported that.
Well, again, if you want to find any details about what's going on over at the local government, the Chatham County government, chathamcountync.gov is their website. As always, Chair of the County Commissioners, Karen Howard, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us, and we look forward to your return to the Chatham County Roundup.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.